Welcome to the Royal Peculiar People Christian Ministries, a place you can access the undiluted Word of God. As you listen to this message, may the Word of God uplift and transform you, equipping you to walk in His purpose. Open your heart and let His Spirit minister to you.
Some of you saw the testimony of yesterday. And you should understand that anytime we pray, we don't just pray, are you getting me, just by flesh. We pray as Holy Spirit helps us, and we pray knowing fully well. The reason why we need to pray more sometimes is because we know that we have many people in the church that don't pray. They are very careless and resentful, rebellious. So we need to see help them as a cover. They came to rob in the hostel yesterday. You did not see it, but you don't think you should comment on it. It's late, okay. Praise God. So, they were robbing their hostel, and they have already robbed other hostels, other rooms. They were trying to enter their room and they could not open. They tried, they could not open. Praise the living Jesus. Yesterday we were talking about a testimony for her. Yesterday that we shared for her. That God helped her. That God changed the admission from business admin to accounting that she wants. And she's having protection. That's what they usually do. Imagine that you got a testimony yesterday and it's spoiled today. And you're having a bad mood today. That's what devil can do. It's a bad devil. And there's a bad devil. There's a good God. When it is good, it's God. When it's bad, it's the devil. Praise the living Jesus. Anytime I ate Holy Communion, in those days, it's in the camp, Freedom Camp. And when they gave me the bread, I've eaten it. So they now say, bring out your bread, let us pray. I've already eaten it. Praise the living Jesus. Since we are not used to, it's the body of Christ. Praise the living Jesus. So I'll give you some instructions before you partake of the body of Christ and the blood today. Hallelujah. So the reason why we must do some things, I must do a teaching, and we take, you should listen attentively, because this thing is a sacred thing, and the Bible said we must not eat it unworthily. So those that eat it unworthily, they bring judgment upon themselves. So if you tell people don't eat unworthily, make sure you don't eat unworthily. The only idea in people's head is, let me confess my sins. You see? So how would they understand? That's the reason why any communal service must have a teaching before they eat. So that by that time, their hearts will have been aligned worthily to benefit from. Do you understand now? That's the reason for. It's not that I want to waste your time. Jesus Christ was the one that said we should do it in remembrance of Him. Hallelujah. Here was the book of Exodus. Exodus 12. Give me from verse 6. Let us see from there what. We'll start from there. Exodus 12 from verse 6. And I'd like you to take your Bibles to jot down things that you think you should jot. When it is time that you see something that you don't know before, or you know, you don't just jot what you don't know before. You jot also things you know that it's not burning within you. If you sit in that light. Can we start from verse 1? Let's start from verse 1 to be a read for a while. This is where the symbolism started. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. Can you see? And that's what for us is January. I'm telling you why it is prophetic at this moment that we are doing this thing. It shall be to you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. And that's what January. I told you, God told me, start. So I was saying we will start February. But God said we should start January. And by the time I finish the message, you will understand why we must start. I don't just do anything if I'm not led. Speak ye unto the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their father, a lamb for a house. And if the household be too little, they are small, they are just two people in the family, one lamb is too big for them, they should pair five. Your lamb shall be without blemish. What you are sacrificing should be without blemish. So when we come to the house of God, we give gifts, we give worship. Anything we give in the house of God must be without blemish. Don't sing with blemish, in anger, in sorrow. Just let me just sing like that. It's with blemish. So people don't understand that they are sorrowful in the house of God. They are not happy in the house of God. Personally, if somebody is complaining, if somebody is giving me food and is complaining about how I provided the food, there's no money, things are tough, I cannot eat that food. I cannot eat that food. You are not worthy of giving me food. I don't eat food of a sorrowful person. Do you understand? No, it's wrong. So when you say sorrowful people cannot give worthy sacrifice, complaining people, murmuring people, faithless people. Bible says anything out of faith is sin. So you see them, even, I know God will do it. That's not faith. You have already complained before you say you know God will do it. That's not faith. It's unbelief. That's spiritual unbelief. A male of the first year, you shall take it out from the sheep and from the goats. 6. And shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. Go ahead. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. Alright, so they will take the blood and they will eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in the night. They will roast it with fire. All these things, I don't know, there's no time. All these things have significance. And unleavened bread. That is not yeasted, that they have not added yeast to rice, unleavened bread. And with bitter herbs, they shall eat it. That's significance. 10. Nine. Eat not it raw. Don't eat it raw. Don't eat it raw. Not sodden at all with water, but roast with fire. His head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. And you shall let nothing of it remain unto the morning. You must eat everything. I will show you where Jesus Christ said something like that. You must eat everything. And that which remain of it until the next morning, you shall burn it with fire. It must not remain. But the one that remains, but the intention that you're supposed to finish. 11. And thus shall ye eat with your loins girded. See, I said you eat. So you eat with your loins guarded. You are using your belt, your shoes on your feet. You are dressing up. And your staff in your hand, the word of God. And you are eat it what? In haste. It is the Lord's Passover. That Passover belongs to the Lord. God is doing something for Israel. Now let's go ahead. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the house where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land. It's God that is smiting the land. 15. I told you Jehovah Nahe. Okay, 14. Jehovah Nahe means God that smites, God that strikes. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, a day to be remembered. Jehovah said, do this in remembrance of me. And you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout the generations. Throughout generations. That's why we are doing it. But not doing it like they did it. They are doing it in the new covenant way. You shall keep it a feast by ordinance forever. 15. So he continued like that. Let us see 16. He's talking about how it's going to be a convocation, that's a celebration. Now, he was telling the children of Israel, he was telling Pharaoh, say, you have taken my firstborn, I will take your firstborn. I've taken my firstborn, I'll take your firstborn. And it was called, he said, Israel is my firstborn. And because you have taken my firstborn, you are hurting my firstborn, I will take it. So this was symbolic. We don't understand. Just they call it Passover, Passover, Passover. So they just take Passover. Jesus Christ, in fact, celebrated Passover. And Bible says Jesus Christ has become our own Passover. All these things were symbols of Jesus to come. So now, let's go to Holy Communion that we are doing. Holy Communion. Matthew 26 from verse 26 to 30. Matthew 26 from verse 26 to 30. Glory to God. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat. This is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. Can you see that? In what he said in that place. That place said that you eat it all. But he's telling them, he gave them the bread, he gave them the wine, the drink here. He said, all of it. Now, there's somewhere I'm going to. For this is my blood of the new covenant. That one he called, the bread he called his body. He said, this wine, this cup, is his blood of the new testament, which is shed for what? The remissions of sins. We are coming there. Now, look at what I want to show you today that will bless you. It's unfortunate some people that drink are not in church today. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of the what? Fruit of the what? Fruit of the what? Fruit of the what? Is it alcoholic? So what wine was Jesus Christ taking? Fruit of the vine. It's fruit wine. Every other one is fermented. I get me. This one has gone through the alcoholic. This one, this was not. This is the wine he was using. Have you ever heard a disciple? If Jessica was taking alcohol, I was in my room just meditating on it. One of those days, the apostles, one of the apostles, they usually have leftovers. Will have taken it, taken. Do you understand? It will have been recorded that one of them was drunk one day, at least. You know, a penalty to perish will look for every excuse to perish. They will give every proof why it is alcohol. Drink it. Don't beg people not to drink your alcohol. Drink your shame. They give the strong drink to them that want what? No. Keep it. It's in the Bible. It's not for people that have clear head. It's not for people. You say, no. Say you are kings. Kings don't give their strength to women. Don't give their strength to strong drinks. It's not of kings who can gleam well. In the Bible, those ones they will not see that they say kings should not take it, so they are not kings, they are not kings and priests. And people that are born again, they should live as kings. So they don't, even though if they are born again, they have the possibility the life of Christ in them, it is not working. Praise the living Jesus! So it is told us here that is the fruit of the vine. And until that day, when I will drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. That means one day we will still take Holy Communion in the heavenlies. What is that? What was that day? Marriage Supper of the Lamb. Don't miss it. Praise the living Jesus. What are those ones that we engage in the Marriage Supper of the Lamb? Eh? The raptured ones. People that went with rapture. And I believe you will be part of them in the mighty name of Jesus. If you need more knowledge on that, go to Foundation Class Book and read up. Luke 22:19-20. And he took the bread and gave it thanks and broke it and gave them, said, "This is my body." He said, "Do this in what?" That's the key word. "Do this in remembrance of me." So Jesus Christ, it's an emotional time for Jesus Christ. He was sorrowful these times. He was sorrowful unto death. And yes, I understand it was in Gethsemane that he was sorrowful unto death. But all this time he knew he was about going. So he said, "I will not take again. Do this in remembrance of me." Imagine you are sitting with Jesus. When you are studying the Bible, don't study it as history. You will not grow. Study it like he's talking to you. Imagine you are also on the table with Jesus, breaking the bread that he gave you. And he said, "Do this thing in remembrance of me." That's why you cannot. Communion help us to have a revival that seeks intimacy with Jesus Christ. It makes a passion and love for Jesus Christ born within you. When you understand it with the spiritual perspective, say, "Do this in remembrance of me." That's what he said you should do. How will we remember him with cup? We'll remember him for many things. We'll remember him for saving us first. For his promises to send the Holy Spirit. For the good work he did. For the healings. For the love he showed. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, also the cup after supper, saying, "This is the blood. This is the cup. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you." It's for remission of sins. Let me see 21 days. So he said, "The hand that will betray him." So you should know it's an emotional time. It's very close to when we die. If you read Mark 14, 22 to 25, the same story there. The same story there. So Jesus Christ ate the last. That means Jesus Christ is waiting to eat another one. Have he? He is waiting for us to eat another one. Who we are eating, we continue eating here. Because we have ability to eat here, we continue eating here. But he's waiting to eat with us. That means anytime you are eating communion, he's eating with us. Do you understand? So when they come, I will eat it. When they say we eat it next, they will eat it with us in what? In the Father's kingdom. Are you getting me? And the Bible said the kingdom of God has come to us. Do you understand? The kingdom of God is not meat, it's not meat. It's not meat, it's not drink, it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And if the kingdom of God has come to us and we are fellowship together as a church, whether at a local level, a local church, or as an the body of Christ together, every time we take off the communion, it's a remembrance of Jesus Christ. We have the faith that we are doing it in expectation that our Lord is coming. And it's to trigger us, people that have addictions, when they hear some things, when they see some things, when they feel some things, they can be triggered. So this is an ability for us to what? Be triggered for what? The gospel. And if you have been sleeping, it's another opportunity for us to wake. That's why time to time, in the apostles, they said they continue eating bread. Time to time, they were breaking bread. So, what can the bread do? Why the bread? Why the bread? Why the wine? Why the bread? I have a lot to say here. I have a lot to say here. There are plenty. There are around 15 things I was able to write down. Praise God. Why the bread? Firstly, is what? Healing of our body. I mean literal healing. Literal healing. Literal healing. We did not hear the apostles falling sick because time to time they ate of this body. How will I eat the body of Jesus literally and be sick? Time to time. People like Smith Wigglesworth, they understood that they ate it every day. But the church, we cannot eat it every day. But we do this in unison to come to the understanding that there's healing. Somebody said, is there no balm in Gilead? There's a balm in Gilead. There's a healing touch of God. Like, even though we are so used to that verse that by his stripes we are healed, if it's not working again, let us wait till when we are going to come together for communion. It's going to, if you have been taking it too religious and it's not working again, because when spiritual things have been converted to the routine of spiritual things is done time to time, it can become religion and it's not our power again. You wait to any time, you can also want to rejuvenate yourself in the consciousness that there's healing. So if you have any pain today, be it unto you according to your faith. As you have the bread, It depends as well. Inserting beads into your mouth and showing it. It depends on your faith. That woman said, if I can but touch the garment. Now, I'm not responsible for that. You are responsible to pour your faith into that bread. If Jesus Christ can touch me, I'll be healed. If I can, some people say, if Jesus Christ can touch them, they'll be healed. And that's their story. Some said, if I can touch Jesus Christ, it depends on what you want today. It depends on your consciousness. You have a long time sickness that has stayed, that has refused your prayer and your fast. You have diseases. You have anything in your body. You have some fears about sickness. Drive it out. There's no immunity greater than this to diseases, to challenges. It's time for you to drive them out by the communion of the Lord. Another one is to talk about what? The unity of the church. The unity of the church. Jesus Christ said, this is the bread. What is the bread? The body of Jesus. So when we hear the body of Jesus Christ, it makes us love the whole ministry. We love Redeem. We love Deeper Life. We love Christ Embassy, MFM, CNS, Sele. Everywhere they are calling the name of the Lord. All of them are concerned that the gospel should move. The Christians in the prison, the Christians in the desert, in the wilderness, the Christians everywhere, we want to pray for them. Our heart is there. It brings us, anytime you eat communion, and it's just for you to get healed, you have not really, the greatest thing you must know is the body of Christ. Eat it. This is the body of Christ. And so eating it, it is a life beyond ourselves as a local church. It's the Catholic. I told you the Catholic means what? The General Assembly of the Church of God. I know there's a church called Catholic, but the real meaning of Catholic means the church as a whole. Another thing must know is what? It helps what? With consciousness of the eternal life. Consciousness of eternal life. Ah, I hope you guys are not joking with the essence of telling you this thing is to touch a button so you are quickening a consciousness in you. That when you eat it, all these things we have mentioned will be activated as you eat it. I've told you about healing. I've told you about the unity of the body of Christ. And I'm telling you now about the consciousness of eternal life. That will be John 6, verse 35. John 6, 35. Let's see what he has to tell us there. And Jesus Christ said unto them, for I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. I am the bread of life. The bread of life. So when I eat it, what do I get? Life. This is the tree of knowledge of good and evil that leads to death. They ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and they had the knowledge of good and evil, and they died. So that tree is a tree of death. But how would they die? It will give them a knowledge. But there's another tree. It's the tree of life that they did not eat from. That means they could literally eat it and have life. Jesus Christ said, drive them out, or lest they eat of the tree of life. And they live together and live forever in pain. Imagine Adam and Eve alive now. It's 10,000 years old. And they will not die. Because the curse of death is already upon man. And now he's going to live in that curse forever if he eats of the tree of life. In this kingdom, we don't joke with what we eat. The realm of the spirit, spiritual things we eat. He said, take, what did you see? He said, take it and eat it. And he said, it was sweet in my mouth. But it was bitter down. Praise the living Jesus. The belly, it was bitter. So the truth is sweet in the lips of the righteous. They like to say the truth. But it's bitter to those who are not yet it. But the truth can pierce. Praise the living Jesus. So he said we should eat. So if I have the consciousness that as I'm doing, I'm eating the life of God. So it now depends on what you think about the life of God. So in the week, in the month that you are going to, if things happen, you remember, but this is not happened. I have the life of God. I've partaken of the what? Of the table of the Lord. That's how to use the consciousness. No. I refuse to be sick. I partook of the table of the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. These things work with faith. Give me 56 of this verse, 56 of this chapter. He said, he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me and I in him. So how can we be in him and he in us? We take of his words, flesh, and we drink of his blood. How can we do that? Communion's another way to consciously do that. If you want to dwell in him, that is to say, you want to have intimacy. This brings another level of intimacy to our faith. Yes, if I don't know anything, I know that when you take of the communion, you become intimate with God the more. Praise the living Jesus. That's what vampires understand. Vampires, you see them, they want to take of the blood of people. But the only thing is that they are taking mortal blood and they are thirsty for it. Thirsty for the mortal blood. And when they get it, they get more energy to carry out. If they are running low on spiritual energy, they run for that blood, like devil. They run for that blood to take that blood. When they take it, they are renewed again to the next one they take. This is an opportunity for us to run on spiritual energy time to time, every month when we gather again to take communion. It's a freshness that comes to us, fire to go for the week, energy to go for the month, energy to do the work of God again, energy to confront the problems we have. It depends on your consciousness. It depends on how prepared your heart was before you entered this room. And that thing is consciousness of blessing. Consciousness of blessing. You give me the book of Genesis 14, from verse 18 to 21. Don't worry, we don't need to read it because of time. It was when Abraham, the man of God, met a man called the king of Salem, Melchizedek. He said when he wanted to bless him, what did he give him? He gave him what? Bread and what? And wine. And he blessed him. He blessed him. He blessed him. And he became the greatest, Melchizedek, the king of Salem. He brought him what? Bread and wine. And he's the priest of the Most High God. Who is the priest of the Most High God? Jesus Christ. And that is, if Jesus Christ is presenting to us the ability to feast of the world, the bread and wine. And what did this convert to for Abraham? Wealth. I've partaken. No, the people just believe it's unity and healing. That's the only thing they know about communion. You don't know. You cannot go far with God. It depends on God. Do you understand? I told you today, I'm telling you about 15. God, one thing about the realm of the spirit, that thing you know, you can enter. That thing you cannot know, you cannot enter. You cannot just walk. And if it works just once in a while, it will not be stable. It will not be consistent. But you want to have consistent results, you must know. You must engage by faith. Blessings. People don't think about blessings with communion. It's far from it. Say, bless them with what? Bread. And then bless them with what? Wine. Bread and with wine. And it's blessed him. Let us see 19. And he blessed him and said, blessed be TPP and people that are there, of the Most High, possessor of heaven. Do you know what's funny here? He said, Abraham of the Most High. Is that what you saw there? Abraham of the Most High God. Don't like say, this cup belongs to what? Is of TPP. So Abraham has become a property of God. It's not simply just having. He has become God's property, God's own. It's people that don't have sense because they don't know this. That's why they don't understand. I will say there's nothing like child of God. From long time, people have been living as children of God. If they even have sense, from Exodus, God was saying to the Pharaoh, you took my firstborn. I will take your firstborn. Is firstborn not a child? The truth of the cross is blindness. I get them is madness to those that are blind. Anytime you we teach you the word of God like this, and you see that it's true, and you will use it, it's grace. So the same people are yearning, the same thing you are yearning, as you are yearning like this, they will tell them directly what they are going through. That is your change. Do you understand? That they are destruction. Be happy when you hear the truth. And you know that it's the truth. I'm happy when I see something and I say, come on, I need to change on this. I'm corrected. Anybody that is afraid of correction is also really afraid of going to the next level in life. Do you understand? They're so afraid of going to the next level. Because that's how God speaks. God corrects us in love. Take some things away from us. If I come to this wine that's on the table, and I take of the that beautiful what do I call it now? That platter that and that plate that they put the bread, I just take it and just broke it on the floor. Is it good? If I am just a normal member here, or I'm just a newcomer here, you can even beat that person up or send the person out. And the next time you want to do the same thing again, do the same thing again. You may think that person just wants to waste our effort. But if it's a child that did that, we will know it's a child. Abi? We will leave the child. So what we do is we try our best that the child should not reach there. So to him, it's not a sin. To a person that is knowledgeable for that level, it's a sin. For the fact that God is leaving you for something, it's because you are a child. You cannot be growing in the same level and be saying, I will still continue with that. That's the problem I have with people in the church. 10 years, the same thing. They say, I will still change. You better be loving. You need to show us love. If you love us, we change. You don't know how to do this work of God. This work of God must continue love. Why we cannot love you? When will you change? You will not change. They continue loving you as a babe. They are not taking you. Now, the blessings of God, don't go near it because you will spoil it. That's the meaning. So God will give them, take them far from that because they will spoil it. And they are proud of it, that they are destructive. Their Christian life, they are destroying it and they are proud of it. They grow in every other thing that is secular, that is carnal, that is worldly, that is sensual. But spiritual things, they peg their growth and they defend it. Usually they drink one bottle before, now they drink more. And they are drinking perpetually. And they say, encourage us, encourage us, encourage us, encourage us. But they never... study the Bible. How much encouragement will make you not study for 10 years? Blessed are those that know the truth. For theirs, the blessings of God. So there's blessing. Consciousness of blessing. So I know I'm blessed. I took of the bread of the Lamb. Number 5. It's a symbol of deliverance. They took of that bread. They took of the flesh of that animal, the sheep, which was a symbol of Jesus. And when they took it, that's the last thing they ate, and they ate of the unleavened bread. And after they did that, what happened? They were delivered from. So I don't know that thing. It depends on you. You can say, God, I have been struggling with this. The same way you took by your grace, by your mighty hand, by this feast of Passover, you delivered Israel from Egypt. I don't want to remain in Egypt. this and this and this are in my life. You only know. Only you know. And I don't want to be an hypocrite. As I partake of this bread, I receive supernatural deliverance. I receive supernatural strength to say no. I receive supernatural resistance to any urge that drives you to do something that is wrong. That urge that drives you to be wicked. That urge that drives you to be a gossiper. That urge that drives you to be angry. That drives you to be bitter. That drives you to be sexually immoral. That drives you to any addiction. That urge, God, every time it comes, you just don't know, you follow it. But now, there is deliverance as you partake of the bread. Or else, what you do not destroy will destroy you.
Praise the living Jesus. What does it signify? It symbolizes what? Judgment over your enemies.
They were feasting in Goshen, the children of Israel. What was happening in the land of Egypt? Their boys were dying. The firstborn boys were dying. That's what happened. When you partake of this, God starts fighting your battle. When something is too hard, when things are hard for you, break bread on it. Break bread on it. You engage God's hand in it. Break bread on it. You prayed for somebody and it's not... Break bread with them. People have not... We have not enjoyed... The body of Christ have not enjoyed the benefits of this bread. Every day that the church of... The early church, they were eating it. Every day they were breaking bread. Breaking bread. Daily. They prayed... They sang hymns, they did all those things, but they broke bread together. Consciousness. Can you understand why they are stubborn? And you cannot even, with all the stress, you cannot hear they are sick. Supernatural energy, supernatural strength. A bread was given to Elijah, he walked for 40 days. Strength. Bread was given to children of Israel. They walked for 40 years and did not fall sick. No man, Bible said, no man feeble among them. The cloth was growing out because of abundance. The shoes were growing out with them on their leg. These guys used to be 1 year old when they gave birth to them in the journey. Now they are what? 40 years and did not buy cloth on the road. Did not buy shoe on the road. That standard they wore when they were going out. When people say, wear that standard. That's the same standard they had. Imagine. It's supernatural. But evil was happening in that land. I don't care the threats you have. I don't care the number of people that do not like you. One thing I just know is that when we partake of the bread, God is Jehovah Jireh. He provides. God is Jehovah Shaddai. But that time, there's another dimension that is in God that goes out to fight the battle of his children and strike people. You understand? It's consciousness, because when I say you should pray, I'm trying to feed your mind, feed your heart with things to pray about. Prayer doesn't work for Christians if it is not done with understanding. It's understanding that makes your prayer work. It's not knowledge. Knowledge is good, but if you have not been converted to understanding, you will pray and pray and pray. The same person will pray the same prayer. No, some people are praying for this place of understanding. That's the reason why we say prayer in tongue, prayer and understanding. Prayer in the spirit, prayer and understanding. So if I say in English now, this is understanding. But when I pray in tongue, I must pray from the place of what? Understanding. So, I can pray in understanding, but it's a place of understanding that governs all those things. Whether I pray in English or I pray in unknown tongue or I pray in any tongue I know, it is what? From the place of understanding. And you know a person that is desperate. You know a person that is desperate. Anything spiritual, I don't like to do it carnally. I don't like to do it carnally. I like to do it like my life depends on it, because truly my life depends on it. You understand? I want to pour all the consciousness into that thing as I consume it. I don't want to eat bread. There's bread everywhere. Better, bigger one. You don't want to eat bread. Don't want to just drink wine. Better go and do tea and bread. But pour your consciousness. You will know a person that is really ready. You can know. I have one ability to know. A person that benefit, I can know if the word of God is benefiting you or is not. There's a lady I know. She likes confessing great things. Not too long. She started a brand. And the name of the brand is healing those that have sorrowful hearts. Healing the wounds of the heart. She has been telling me that that's what she wants to do. That she wants to eat. She likes saying great things. That when you hear, you'll be like, wow. But you know you cannot do it. You are not the one. Don't be a person that wants to do things great, but you don't have the capacity. Because when you are offered the ability to come into that capacity, you despise it by carelessness. You just spiritual things. Somebody can continue coming to church all his life and not grow. Why? Despising things. Judgment for enemies, I've said. You break the bread. He said, do it in remembrance. So it brings us remembrance. It brings us another level of hunger for supernatural. So everything Jesus Christ did is a consciousness. He preached the gospel. I'm not preaching. You are passionate. Before he left, this is the only thing he said. He said to us, preach the gospel to the ends of the earth. Disciple the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Teaching them to pay attention and of everything I've taught. All that I've taught you, commit it to them. Teach them. I'm not doing it. And now that I remember him, I should preach the gospel to somebody. Let me start drawing a structure of I must preach the gospel to one person per day. I don't care whether they come to church or not. If they can come, that's a plus. But I must tell somebody about Jesus every day. It's quickening us. I must now do something about the kingdom of God. I'm being any testimony about people sponsoring the work of God. I want to be a part of it. I want to be praying for people. Yes, I saw Jesus Christ heal the sick. I want to be healing the sick. I don't want to be quoting that I can heal the sick. I want to start using my faith to pray for people. I want to start believing the supernatural can work through me. I don't want to be praying. It's a shame. When we saw Jesus Christ prayed, we saw him healed. When we saw him pray, we saw him work miracles. I don't want to be praying without that side. You don't have faith. When you talk, people outside that don't know God have faith than you. You are afraid of anything. Afraid of your shadows. But you keep praying. That's not Jesus Christ's prayer. Eat of the bread and get consciousness. Praise the living Jesus. Bible talk about remissions of sins. It said this cup of the New Testament is for the what? Remissions of sins. Remissions of sins. I don't know what you have done. To eat worthily, let your sins be remitted by the blood. As a partake of the blood, which is symbolized in the wine. Remission of sin. God is the only one that can take away somebody's sins like it never happened. Without records. Remissions of sins. And what? Taking away of guilt and shame. Guilt and shame. Shame. What's shame? Shame is the... It's a state of mind. Listen, shame is a state of mind. That's the most, one of the dangerous emotions that people can experience. There's on it where demons feast on people's addictions and people's faults. Shame is a condition of the heart, a state of mind that makes people feel unworthy of connection. So that's why the devil strengthens shame so that that person will not pray. Or the supernatural thing, forget about it. It's what makes them feel unworthy of connection to the people of God. To connect to people. To connect with their assignments. To connect with God. So their assignment, they know that you talk to people to live right. But they cannot say it because they're having shame and say, who am I to say it? They know that they are unworthy. Guilt. Tripping them. Devil. Caging them with guilt. That's what. If you are prayed and you still feel it, this is another opportunity for you to what? Say, yes, I've partaken of this thing. And you will see the fire of God cleansing your heart. You see the warmth of God cleansing your heart. I want to tell you this. I've not seen a laying of hand that is stronger than this thing. If you understand it, literally, you will see the heaviness of the Spirit of God upon you by the time you start praying. And if you are sensitive to the Spirit of God, even as the Word of God is going, you can experience the touch of God. Hallelujah. I love this verse. Now, this is for some people. If you are struggling with anything in your corner that has been year to year coming, and it's not going, and you are telling God, I don't want to be an hypocrite. This must go. This is your answer. One of the things you can do is what? Let us first see John 3:5. I'm using two verses here. Two verses of scripture. John 3:5. So Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of what? Of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God," which you know. What of the water? What's that water? Now give me Titus 3 verse 5. This is where I will talk about. Two of them are 3:5. I love this verse. It said, "Not by our works of righteousness." Now, you have been using your works, your principles, your willpower. It's not going. Which we have done. But according to what? His mercy. His mercy. Now, I was talking about mercy. He saved us. How will he use his mercy to save you from that challenge? It's by what? Washing of what? Regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. That's what we do for you today. Hey! I said that's what we do for you this night. His mercy by the power of Holy Ghost will what? Regenerate you and renew you. What's the meaning of regeneration? What's the meaning of regeneration? Washing of regeneration. Washing of regeneration. Washing of regeneration and renewal. Regeneration from the word. Okay, let us. Generation. From the word gene. If a person has SS, understand this thing, if we change it. I can change my gene by faith. I will break bread on it. And I will feast on the immortal energy of the Spirit to convert this mortal body. It's by the Holy Ghost. Generation. Gene. It's from the word gene. I can alter my gene. I can alter it by faith. That God, I refuse this testimony. I refuse this thing that is said about me. Bible said everything God created is good. Why will my own be bad? No. But almost everybody have SS. Day to day will force them to know God. People that need help are the ones that don't like help. Go and look at many fathers. Go and look at many mothers. Go and look at African people. Do you know that Americans? You don't know that Nigeria is getting this thing. You see them. They have the cars. They have every good thing. They will go to church. But it's a Nigerian that will be suffering. You will see, tell him, come to church now. You say, I cannot come there. You see him under the tree drinking. And he's suffering. And he has problem. Be genuine and sincere with what you are struggling with. And end it. That is to say, the pictures, the wrong pictures and videos that has entered your head is not going. It's making you a bad person. You are having crazy cravings. Crazy and dirty appetite because of things you have seen over time. And now it's in your brain. You cannot do that. God can wash it. That's what you need. God can wash them away from your brain. God can deactivate. It's not that will make you dull, that will alter your brain. But is there anything hard for God? For you to think that is not scientific, that cannot happen, is to limit God. God that can make somebody do against what he wants to do. What he doesn't know, he just did it to help people. God can take those dirty things in your mind that you cannot deal with again. That Bible said it. When there's a buzzing sound upon the sheep, said the shepherd is going to pour oil. He's going to wash the wound. Here the Samaritan man
He said he took oil and wine and poured it on the wound. Oil and wine. Book of Luke. He said oil and wine was poured there. What oil and wine? He said they're going to bring healing. That place is going to dry up. What are those things buzzing in your head that the prince of the fly, the devil, the demons are using to say it? You are condemned, you are guilty, you are condemned, you are guilty. It's time for you to take the washing of the regeneration. He said, this mind, God, wash it. Restore my soul. Restore my soul. Praise the living Jesus. Woo! Washing of the regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. And it starts from mercy. That means it is not you. It started from the beginning. It's not by our work of righteousness. Not by our work of righteousness, which we have done. It's not about what you have done. It's not about prayer. It's not about your fast now. He said it's by mercy. It's according to his mercy that he saved us. He saved you by grace. He saved you by mercy. And it did not stop there. What? By the washing. In our things can wash and regenerate. It can regenerate. It can regenerate. It can create you. It can form you again. He's the first man to form man. Before he gave man to continue forming people. Your parents. See if your parents formed you in a way that is not good. Let the person that gave them the order form you. This is not me. Everybody is immoral in your family. Everybody has something that happens to them at a certain time. And the fear is coming. Renew, let God reform, let God recalibrate you. That you are not receiving the same frequency from them. A man of God said, he looked at his family. I was hearing him today. He said, look at his family. He said, his own father is the holiest among all of them. His family members. He's the most decent man among all of them in the family. And because his father was the decent man, the most decent in the family, he's the only one that has three wives. You can imagine how the family looks. Some have four, some have five, some have seven, some have 18. Possibly. He said, he looked at the mother. He said, the mother is the richest in her own family, in the father's side and the mother's side. She has only one house. I look at it. He said, good. I must take my life serious. I'm telling you to take your life serious. That one that you see that this thing happened to your uncle, the same thing happened to this auntie, the same thing happened to this uncle, and you see your parents, they do not fear God, and evil is happening to them time to time, your uncle, they do not fear God, and you are relaxing. You have hope. You have hope somewhere else. You have hope somewhere else. It is that your work, you have hope in, and it will disappoint you. Do you understand? It's only God that doesn't disappoint. You, I believe, most youths, they have hope. They have hope in their youthful look. They have hope in their body. And we feed them. Hey. I thought Sisera could run. It could run. Eh? It could run. It is not by how fast you can run. It's not for he that run it. It's not for he that will it. A pen that cannot run, that is standing in the same place, can still cut your head. Some people run to their problem. That is the story of many African people's life. And still they will beg them to know God. When you pray for them and things are fine, they will start saying, oh, God is good. They start blessing the people of God. Let something happen. They will bring curse upon themselves. They start, that is an evil spirit that makes people do that. Start hating everything about God. Rebelling. Devil will now make them a comfortable tool in his hand to destroy them. Destroy structures that God has used to have mercy on them. God did not even deserve it. It's a lie! I don't believe them. This pastor is a fool. This apostle is a fool. Start becoming more rebellious and all. Pride goes before fall. Hallelujah. If you know you are X-ray your family. Cut yourself out. Check your life. This is a pattern that you usually see. This particular thing usually, if you have a particular sickness, usually come and go. And then at this time it will come. It depends on your faith today. You can pull your faith into it that I see it no more today. It is not
anything the blood of Jesus Christ can do. Bible said when you kill animals, don't eat their blood. Why did he say that? He said, for the life of the animal is in his what? In his blood. So if you are taking of the blood of Jesus Christ, what are you taking? So that means if Jesus Christ is alive, what he can do for you, you can get it by partaking of his blood. It depends on how you think. Faith, thoughtfulness and faith. Thoughtfulness makes faith solidified. How much you can think, and it will come from your meditation. Praise the living Jesus. Protection. It's another thing we get from the blood. If I see the blood, I will pass over. It doesn't happen the evil. So when you see something want to happen, say, Kai! It's not possible. I have taken of the communion of the Lamb. I refuse to be under attack. I refuse. No. It brings divine intimacy. Personal revival to serve God more. To seek more after God. Now to give you this last one. It consecrates and activates your spiritual senses. Consecrates and what? Activate your spiritual senses. See this. I know some of you have not seen this verse of the scripture before. But listen to me, please. Look up. And the rest of the oil that is in his hand shall the priest put upon the what? Tip of his what? Right ear. And right ear of him that is to be cleansed. And upon the what? The thumb. And of his what? Of his right hand. And the right foot, the great toe, upon the blood of the trespass offering. Now, what is telling you? He wants to cleanse you. He wants to cleanse your ear. So that you can be able to perceive and be sensitive to what God is saying. You want to what? Consecrate. You know, one thing how consecration works is that how does God consecrate a family? When they give birth sometimes, when they give birth to a child, in the family, there's a particular child in Israel they will give to God on behalf of the family. So does God, Jesus Christ took the disciples, he washed their leg. And Peter said, you wash all our bodies so that we'll be cleansed. He said, no. In consecration, you don't need to do all the, they just look for a symbolic part that will govern the whole body. So it doesn't need to cleanse your ear, cleanse your hand, cleanse, no. He said, if you can cleanse your right ear, it has touched your senses. If it can touch your right hand, the thumb of it, what they call the big finger there, it has consecrated your hands. Everything you touch will prosper. The touch of God, the power of God should be upon you. When you lay hand on the sick, you recover. When you touch your big toe, that means anywhere your foot step upon, you shall well take it. These are spiritual injunctions. They are symbolic. It's how far you can see in the realm of the spirit. Jesus Christ looked at the land, they sent him away, and he just took his leg away and he went, and the whole place was burnt down. Following history. Consciousness. Don't you know that your leg is a spiritual tool? Some people will hear evil spirits. Evil spirits. Some people will hear evil spirits walking in their room. They are not seeing the people, but they know for sure that people are walking. Yes or no? Is it not leg? Legs are spiritual things. Is it not leg that Joshua used to take the land? Leg. Anointed legs. Anointed hands. Anointed ears. They know what to do. They know what to do. They walk towards where they should carry it out, and they use their hand to carry it out. Consecrated ones. So you don't want to be using your hand to be pressing the body of a girl. The consecrated hands. To devour yourself. Calling it masturbation. To go to places you should not go to. The party, you should not be there. The garden, you should not be there. You are not sacred. So you cannot see sacredness in your life. To the holy, all things are holy. To the pure, all things are pure. Now the Bible said, you want to conduct spiritual electricity that is very high. Become a pure copper.
You're not putting sounds of Babylon in your ear and say you want to hear God's leading for you. He will tell you some few things, but important things you will not hear. You start having strange dreams that are not revelational. You just be giving you fear. You think it's God that's talking to you. It's not God. Your life is carnal. Don't say it's God that's talking to you. You don't read your Bible. You don't know God. You say God, you know, God is talking to you. Your hand, you use put it, dip it in to anything that's ungodly. No. Your legs, that is just a symbol. Our head, our ear is connected to our head. God is the head of the church. Our hand is connected to our body. Abi, the middle part of us, our hand is connected to it. Our leg. So he's talking about the whole body to be consecrated. That's what he just saying. These are just symbolic touches of the body. You will see that when an herbalist wants to use somebody for ritual, he picks some certain part. He doesn't use the whole part. It's certain parts that are symbolic to the whole person. The same thing, God. You consecrate your eyes. You consecrate your ears. And you decide, are you getting me? That these eyes, these ears, will see things that glorify you. Continue listening to this. I wrote something in my room. Please. What will a person that want to come out of immorality, is still someone in him, she still likes Ariasta. Someone. She doesn't listen to the song, but deep down, he likes those people. Live Cardi B. Someone, when they talk about, he's excited. He's still lost inside. A potential rebellion. I did not bring my daughter here. I will have shown you something I wrote down. I said something. I said some people, some ladies, till they marry, they will be virgins. Eh? They will not indulge in immorality. But do you know what I wrote there? I said, do you know what they think? They are very impure. They box up that immorality till when they will marry. They box it up. So when they marry is when they now start immorality. That's when they now start. What they have not been able to do, now they have done it. You're like, it opens them now to now continue doing every other thing they should do. But I let God make you regenerated. Don't disappoint all your waiting on impurity. Don't disappoint you. God told me that yesterday. It's possible for somebody to stay clean till he's married. And now, actually, because all this while, the person is impure, immoral. He's just using fear that people will talk to her, people will do this thing to him. That's why he's keeping himself pure. But he's very impure, very immoral. And when he has now engaged in something like that, because he has had serious appetite for sin. And he's going to stop. That's why you see pastors' wives sleeping around. See people's wives sleeping around. That lady that has a terrible sexual appetite like a maniac. How would the person be free if it's not here by God? The question is that, is there anything God cannot help somebody with? He has given us an opportunity. Give him of remission. Remission goes beyond taking away sins. He's working on you. Working on you. That's why when people fall down under the anointing, I see them so that they will not be ashamed. They rise up, boom! Sometimes God is working upon them. Leave them there. And let the Holy Spirit do what they are doing. And some people will never be touched by God. Because they are what? How about the way they led the prayer? You know, the man doesn't know how to lead two deep prayers. Eh? They will look shallow to you, but they are deeper than what you call deep. Say, place your hand on your head. Say, my head will not reject miracle. No matter the great man that come to their meeting, they cannot be blessed. They are miracle proof. You know, fireproof. They to their miracle proof. They will just say, can you see, I did not, it's not happened to me. Anybody can fall under that meeting. I did not fall. That's their own testimony as they are going. And that's what they prove. Another person is coming, praying God. Let the man see, come to my place. Let the man touch me. I just need the touch.
They are the ones that will tell Jesus Christ that, all of us are here touching you. Now, how will you say somebody touch you? Because they don't expect for anything to happen.
But there's somebody that is coming for something to happen. It depends on what you want.
Smith Wigglesworth said, desire is what carries the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, to pass through 10,000 people to touch one man. Desire is what attracts the anointing. It doesn't matter the person. Go and believe in Bad Boy's house. You will remain the same way. If it's a conditional thing, if you have not understood how to prepare your mind. That's why I usually beg people in this church, and they're not yet still, you are still not hearing me. Don't come to church to be churchy. You can't tell me that church is five, and you are that 30 minutes, you should be preparing your mind towards it, meditating, expecting. You cannot be just rushing to service, and you are unstable, and get the best. We don't even get the best to write exam when you are unstable into exam. How much more God? As we stewards, you can miss out from God, and you prepare for the service. You prepare people to receive, but you are unstable. I don't believe in that kind of working for God. We serve God, spirit, soul, and body. Fire up, waiting for the rhema word. Waiting for that word. As you are saying, it's making sense. What? It's making our hearts aligned. That one will not eat the bread unworthily. Because they are saying things. You will see them the way they are attentive. I saw a video of nonsense. I've watched that video before, last 2 years, by Lester Sumrah. Lester Sumrah is a great man. He died in the 19th. I was not born when he died. I saw one of the students that was preaching. He's not a student, he was a minister, but the man is a senior to all of them. They were carrying, and I've watched that, but I've not seen that place. I said, Jesus, this is why you start to watch this thing again. I watched him by revelation. Do you know who can guess who is there? Archbishop Benson. It was a young man there. Are you getting me? Sitting down there, listening. Then from that video, I said, there's no how this man will not be great. He's already doing great things in Nigeria. Come and see how attentive he was. Because of that, the man did not know how he got that. I was looking at everything. The man got down from the altar. If I wanted to use somebody for example, it was the one he was using, till he ended the service, when it was time for him to end. There's a way people that are preaching to you will see your attention. Now, somehow, it's you they use to make explanation. But it's a way they will see that this one's not paying attention. So they cannot channel something to you. And I've told you about the power of contact of the eyes. Peter said, look on us. He charged the spirit there and I said, rise up and walk. That's not the only time he said, look on us in the Bible. That careless way, you see some of people just come to church, just looking around. What did you come for in the first place? Jesus Christ said, what did you go and see in the wilderness? A bruised reed? Or a person that is wearing soft cloth? He said, you are looking for someone that wears soft cloth. He said, go to the king's palace. You see many of them there. Say, but if you go there to look for a prophet, yes, you will see. Even somebody greater than what? A prophet. I was talking about John. When you come to church, what's the desire? The reason why people leave church is that they don't know why they went there in the first place. And because any church you enter, you should not live there. Why people change 100 churches? Some of you know family members, that the church they are going to, they are the enemy of the church. They are not going to church so that they will not say they are at home. They don't know church. Why? They are babes. And do you know what is problem of babes? That I have problem with babes. We should not have problem with that. But do you know the kind of category of babe I have problem with? Babes that will never agree they are babes. Every young man wants to say I'm a giant. Every young person that just gave his life to Christ, that obviously is not living well, want to be saying to, is a senior to somebody. So when you are telling them, they want to measure by they have been in Christ for so long, and so what? Some elderly people, that before they gave birth to me, before my mommy married, before my mommy married, they were in the church. They said they are born again. Eh? That even Shoshil, we know one or two things better than them. They are what? Miracle proof. They are word proof. May your life not be like that. Amen. Some people are the proof that miracle is real. Some people are the proof that the word of God is real. But some people, they are miracle proof. They are word proof. Some people, they say, man, I've been serving God full time. Depends on the fool you are saying. Peter, they serve God full time. It's showed in their life. For some people, it's full time. F-O-O-L. Full. They are fools in the body of Christ. Very foolish ones. They will not heed to the word of God. So full time. Their time in the church is a foolish existence. And still, they will not hear. They want to just... Do you know how to make a foolish person stay longer in the church? In their destruction, tell them they are right. Tell them they are right. This is wrong. This is where it should be. Say, yes, sir. They will be happy. That's the job of a fool. If you want elderly people to be in the church, plenty of old people to be in the church, every wrong thing they say, say, yes, sir. But focus on other people. Teach them the truth. Now, I say that God doesn't call old people. Show me one old man God called. There's no old person God. There's no old man God calls. We have people that God called at old age. I'm talking about like people like Abraham, 75. But at that time, was Abraham old? Was Enoch not Abiku? Enoch was in our generation, they would call him Abiku, a child that died very early. How old? 365. Just 365. 5 years. That is like he died 36 years old. Abi? Because the average life of people that time, if you divide it by 10, like 900. So that's average of what we have in 90. So that means he will be around 36 years when he died. What can happen to this guy? And he did not die actually. He was taken of the Lord. He slept and he was taken. He was caught up. He walked with the Lord and he was not. You see people. All some people started their calling when they are now old, but they have received the calling as young people. Was the hand of God not upon Abraham? God did not know that we call Abraham before. God calls before we are in the womb. Before. It's not even when we are in the womb. Before we are formed in our mother's womb. But we discover the call later. Don't quickly discover what God is saying about you. How will you discover that thing when you are not what? In the center of the will of God. By what? How do you prepare yourself to be in the center of the will of God? It's by paying attention to the words of the Lord. How do you tremble at the word of the Lord? I saw an apostle. He called one guy. He has a problem. He came there, possibly that the apostle will call him out and preach for him. He called him out. He came out like that. Thank God that apostle is a no-nonsense guy. Say, get back, daddy. Who are you coming to with your dry chest? He came to, like a big boy to him. Lack of honor for things of God. Lack of honor for people of God. By a prophet, God delivered Israel from Egypt. By a prophet. Praise the living Jesus. So if you honor the Lord, you will cause it to be established. Say, if you honor the prophet, shall what? Shall prosper. The same verse. Cannot. Simple means the word. Let me do a recap on that. I said it can cause healing on your body. Unity in the body of Christ. Consciousness of eternal life. Consciousness of blessing. Symbol of deliverance. Okay, I've jumped for self.
It symbolizes judgment to the enemy, remission of sins, remission of guilt, removal of guilt and shame, washing of regeneration, protection, consciousness for intimacy. It consecrates and activates our spiritual senses. But let me tell you this. It's a link to faith. You can pour your faith into this. God, as I partake, this is what I'm trusting God. It's a point of contact. This should be a point of contact. That by the next time we'll be eating this, I want to share a testimony. By the next time, ending of next month, we won't be eating the next Holy Communion. This, let it be a point of contact that I benefited from. Have something. Anytime you come to the church for any service, have something while you came inside you. That after you have left everything, you have your own reason. When people are going, you still pray. This is why you came. All those ones will steer you to pray what you came for. Come to the house of God with burden. You will know. It will take me running to the presence of the Lord. It will take me to be attentive to the word of the Lord. It will take me to take my phone and silence and stop me and focus. It will take me to just stand away from people that are distracting me. I came alone. Say, Abraham, being called of Abraham, I called him what? Alone. Alone with God. Even when you're in the presence of people. Because there are many unserious people. You stand out and focus. That's one of the things you do. I don't have friends when I go to the presence of God. When we finish, we can now become friends if it's worth it. But this is destiny. This is destiny. But if my friend makes it, we go, he will leave me. There's no friend like Jesus. You make, I may see today, okay, wow, okay, God will help you. You are still in that place. That's the best they will say. Before somebody will say that, I want to be ready for my own life. If spiritual things are harder than physical things, that means we need more focus. Because physical things, for us to strike any chord in physical things, in our business, in our trade, in anything we are doing, to strike any chord, it takes diligence. Who now told you that spiritual things are stronger than physical things? Imagine the kind of diligence you need. Apt reading, apt studying, apt prayer. Let the word of God continually come to your head than curse. The spiritual world. I've told you, some of you can do job, you can work for 10 hours. And people say, hey, come on, this boy is hardworking. As you are stopping work, you are starting in your house, they know you are the hardworking one. You will mop, you will do this, you are not tired. Some of you can stay on your work and you walk and walk and walk. You know that you're hardworking. So that you know that spiritual things are more serious than that. Pray for 1 hour, you will be weak. Pray for 1 hour, you will be weak. Read 4 chapters, you will be weak. And that is the most simplest thing. Give that person storybook to read. He will finish it. Those people that like storybook, give them full storybook. They will say they will finish it. They mean, I like to read storybook. In 3 days, I will finish it. Truly, they will finish it. Give them Bible. Give them Bible. Give him Leviticus to read. He will die. He will feel like you die. To tell you spiritual things are not things to joke with. Why? That's a pointer that there's something about this spiritual realm. That if I can get access and control of my rhyme in that place, I can do something that can alter. There's someone, all of us are power vessels. When we see power, we know. We appreciate power. But we are not ready to pay the price. Everybody is a, that so-called uncle, auntie, father, mother, anybody, brother, anywhere, that actually do not usually say to God, that is not that spiritual. He is afraid of power. It's afraid of power. It believes in power. In fact, I've seen people that talk less about power the most. They are afraid of power. Threaten them with power. You start saying them, they will start shouting. Hey, nothing can happen to me. Nothing can happen to me. You see, in their defense, they are afraid. Everybody, that you must forget about saying, don't confess without power. I will be rich. Make sure you are saying that with power. I've said it. Many people that say that will not sit in their life. Don't be a pen and just, I'm positive. No. Make sure by power you are saying it. When the children of Israel say they will take the land, are they saying it just because they are positive? They are saying it because they know the person they are serving that sent them to go and take the land. Know that God has sent you.
Stop being motivational. Forget motivational talk. It will make people poor. Go by power. That's the greatest route to pass. Praise the living Jesus. The essence of communion is to stir up our heart. The last side of it. 1 Corinthians 11:23-26. 1 Corinthians 11:23-26. We'll say this. It's a revelation I should give. I don't know if we'll pray about it. For I have received of the Lord that which I have delivered unto you. Okay, going from 1 Corinthians 11. Okay, give me 24. Let me see where that's the place. And when he had given thanks, he break it and said, take it. So who was talking here? Apostle Paul was telling us about what he had. He ate because he was not there. Take it. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Do you love Jesus? Do you care about his pain? Do you care about the slap they gave him? Bible said they punched him. That's what buffeted. They buffeted his head. They elbowed his head. They slapped him. Mortal men. To make it more annoying, they spat on his face. Not just one person. We do this in remembrance, so we remember this. It's a good day to remember that. Every time we partake of the covenant. We saw the miracles he did. It's good for us to remember that. So if he can stop menstruation of 12 years that refused to stop, if you could stop it, there's no problem in our life that cannot stop. So it's a faith for us. If you can open the eyes of the blind, you can do this. I mean, if you have any sickness, today you can go. Oh God. I said today you can go.
Amen.
I don't like that. We want to eat communion. Be alive. We said when you eat this, you receive life. You prepare for life to receive life by being alive. The dead cannot glorify the Lord. Praise the living Jesus.
Amen.
He said you do it in remembrance. Did God make people that are broke? Did he make them rich? We are remembering that today. It was that miracle in the scriptures that make people say, come on, there's God in this person's life. Bible said the children of Philistines and people around, they said, God is with this Israelite. So when they took the ark of God and took it to Dagon's ark and they destroyed them, all of them are having too much sickness. He said, this God is with these people, their God is great. We cannot just return this ark of God like that. Let us send it with gifts. That means anything they took from us, they can return it with gifts. Remembrance. That's how to take of the communion. Shapalakabaras. You don't eat of the communion without the word, without a rhema. Praise the living Jesus. 25. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as what? Often, time to time. Be drinking this thing time to time. And how later would you drink it? He said, drink it all. Don't remember anything in the cup. Drink it all. As oft as you drink it, in it, in remembrance of me. Alright. For as often as you eat this bread, as what? And drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death to come. Anytime we eat it, is he alive? Do you understand? So we remember that the story of our salvation starting from death, burial, and resurrection. There's not how we think about the death that we'll not remember that is alive today. Do you understand? It's to know that anything that have died in our life, we remember that Jesus Christ died so that we enjoy life. To have life and have it more abundantly. I don't care that business that is dead. You can take about, can take the importance of this season. Let's go ahead. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread, this is where we're going to, and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily, shall be guilty of the blood and body and the blood of the Lord. People can be, so somebody can, this thing should cleanse away what? Guilt. But somebody cannot receive guilt by eating it. 20. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat. So when you have examined yourself, let him eat. What does it mean to examine ourselves? That's what I want to talk about before we eat. What does it examine? What does it take to examine yourself? What does it take to be on, to eat something unworthily? It highlighted some things for us. One of it is what? Gluttony. They give you a particular bread, you want to eat more. Is it about bread? You don't come here to eat. This is a spiritual feast. It's not about satisfaction. It's a satisfaction for our spirit, not for our body. When you are done, you can go home and eat. Communion. That's how, that's why we can even eat communion while we are fasting. Because it's not about food. You can take communion while fasting. Because it's not about food. Because communion bread should just be a, he broke it, it's a small portion. One pastor was talking about a person, 3 times they eat communion, 3 times in a day. And he was using 6 slices of bread and tea. Anything, as some people are hearing us at home now, in their schools or different places now, I told them to get bread and what they can use. They shall not take eba. It's in the body of Christ. And they not take soup. It's the blood. They are not putting eba. And not took it. That's not communion. The next one is what? Casual eating. Casual what? Kai. Eating the body of Christ casually. What does it mean? To this, the reason why I'm taking time today to explain it is because I will not need to explain that the next time for you that are here. You don't come to Holy Communion by just saying, hey, today's communion. Just come and eat. No. What comes to your mind? I want to go and eat this thing. It's a serious thing. Anytime you enter the room, just like you enter a shrine. You know you have gone there for a serious matter. You never come to the house of God with a casual mindset. Come with fear and trembling. It's not the fear of the world that torments people, but the fear of God, your heart, that delivers people. Casual eating. Don't just take the bread and just take it. We eat communion and just go. You do not do like you are preparing to feel something, to have an experience. When you are coming with the mindset. So if you don't have created an experience, create that experience. Create, I know, as you have been open to the word of God. That's the benefit of the word of God. It creates experience inside you. Don't just say, I'm just eat that. No. To show in how you come early. You understand, some of you, you cannot help it. You do not want to come early, but because of what you are doing. That one is understandable. But some people just relax. No meditation before coming. Any service, I've said this and over and over. Don't come to any meeting in the church without saying, God, this is why I'm going to church. You prepare. You come with rest. That's why you should make sure you rest before any service. Don't leave the kitchen and come to the house of God. You forget that. Oh, see, it's all, this is very funny. You plan that early. Don't leave washing clothes. Just wash some. Just remember some. You left some. Just come. You can wash clothes in the day of program. But you do it early. I've washed clothes today. But do you understand? Come with a rest. A place of rest. Come. You can pour your mind to God. Because it's not about the bread. It's about many things you can do with partaking of it. Eating without repentance. You know there's a sin in your life with all what you have heard. It's time for you to tell God, help me. Bible said it. If any man confesseth and forsaketh his sin, he shall obtain mercy. But he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. But he that confesseth and forsaketh it shall obtain mercy. So you want to tell yourself that God, these things are in my life. You want to come to God in sincerity. Don't talk about sincerity and willingness to turn away from it. As God helps you. Doing otherwise is what? It's insulting it. Eating with bitterness and unforgiveness is a dangerous thing. Some people have had cancer through eating communion. Because they ate it with bitterness. They were eating bread with them, possibly beside them. They ate the person. Wicked people eating communion. No. Unforgiveness and bitterness. If there's somebody you are against, you has hurt you, release it. Release it from your heart. It's not releasing it from your heart. Say, let me just eat this and let me release it. After you're not finished eating it, you must die now. I will say, listen, prayers today that may look like this. That may look, that will be warfare prayer. Don't, I've told you, how do you fight warfare prayer accurately? Put nobody in the mind. Even if the person came to touch your nose in the day, put nobody in the mind. Pray. This prayer knows how to direct itself and go and touch people it should touch. Whether for blessing or for judgment. But don't say, like the pastor know that this happened to me last week. I get turn about for time or no? One of your panning. No. That's why many people of God are sick. Bread and wine. Hallelujah.
Thank you. We trust that the word you've heard has blessed and encouraged you in your walk with Christ. Remember, you are a royal priesthood, called to shine His light in the world. Bye for now.